after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it.
Yeah, shout out to Sanjay. Dog, we gonna make a way. Now sit back and listen to these bars I'm about to say. Hit the button, young, and get loose on that beat. We get it in the booth like we get it in the street. Yup, good night, end of my flight. Good morning, good evening. Best believe I tell you a story. You better believe it. If the world was in our palms, we break it in pieces. We a different kind of animal. Take it or leave it. Heart frozen, cold blooded. We belong in a freezer. We hotter than the Bahamas on the beach with a heater. Yeah, call me Mr. Popular. Can't see me with binoculars. Shout out to the haters and everybody who knocking us. Steady J got interviews, intermission and interludes. The baddest model chicks and the real rap spitting dudes. R&B and gospel and all of the above. And it's all on one show. And it fits like a glove on the
life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it.
Steady J was good, my dude. You keep doing what you're doing, fam. Keep showing love to all us unsigned artists, man. Good things gonna come back to you, homie. I salute you, B. Life after dust. Y'all now tuned in. Holla.
What's up, everyone? Welcome to Life After Dust Live. Your boy, Ceddy J, and your girl.
Nate Production.
What it do? What's up, Nate? What's good with you?
Nothing much. Another day, another dollar.
Yes, everybody. Welcome to yet another week here on Life After Dust Live. We have two shows every week, every Monday, every Wednesday. So every Monday, we bring you what we call Hot After Dust Mondays. And then every Wednesday, excuse me, we bring you what we call Hump Day After Dusk. So, two great shows, back to back. So, yes, that's you guys, to look forward to. So, Nate, let me dig into your business. How was your weekend?
My weekend was cool. Really didn't do too much. Was in the house. Went to church Sunday like I always do. I just don't go to church on Sunday because it's Easter. Nah, I'm tired of people doing that. Y'all just go to church when it's Easter. How that work?
Hold on. Who went to church? Because this is very important. Did Raj go to church or did Nate go to church? Which one of y'all went to church?
Raj Javet.
You know, we had to clear that up, make sure which one of y'all was the one that went to church today. Because we can't trust they at the church house, obviously.
You silly.
Lord. Every time you go out by the bathroom, you gotta repent. But yeah, so he gave a good word yesterday.
Yes, he gave an excellent word on yesterday. Absolutely.
Hallelujah and all that good stuff. Okay,
you said
sister.
What?
I said hallelujah and all that good stuff, sister.
Absolutely. Roger Vay come out and I need Seduction at church. I was shouting, I forgot I had my heels on. Usually, if I'm shouting, I take off my heels.
Oh, like, Lord, you were shouting?
I take off my heels. But I was shouting my heels. I'm like, woo!
You were shouting? Now you were shouting. You was in there cutting up. You was in the church cutting up.
Shouting my heels.
You weren't with the in the middle of the floor and start dancing in the aisles, were you?
You said what?
You weren't one of them people that got in the aisles and started dancing, were you?
But I caught the Holy Ghost, so they had to, you know, contain me.
Oh, Lord. You had been going through a lot, so you had to, I guess all that got built up in you.
God is just good all the time. He good all the time.
And all the time, God is good. Yes, Lord. Well, let me tell you about. Oh, before I get in that, start hooping and hollering. You doing anything else this weekend? I'm awake right
now. Never mind, that's time
wasted.
Nay. You said what?
I said, are you doing anything else this weekend?
Well, no, just really drunk some wine, you know, in the house. That's about it.
Okay.
Big up for that. Ain't no like that.
Oh, man. Niggas fucking up. They can't let all that go to waste.
I guess you got to schedule dick appointments and stuff.
Mm-mm-mm. Same. Well, let me tell you about how my weekend was. Can I get an amen, sister?
Amen, brother said.
Well, Friday, I was in the house being lame. I was just sitting in my bed, editing pictures, and then sitting in my desk, editing pictures. Then guess what I did on Saturday?
I seen you went to go see Train, though.
Oh, yeah, Thursday. I didn't see. I got to go back.
Oh, that was Thursday.
Because I forgot to say weekend, I forgot to include Thursday. So I go back on Thursday because I'll say that for last. Then on Saturday, I was doing photo shoots. Yes, Lord. In a studio space, they said I'm gonna go do it, and I haven't even been doing photography for a year. Then I came home and I was being lame and just editing pictures again. Guess I'll do it on Sunday.
What you doing on Sunday? Did you go to
the Lord's
house?
I went to Bedside Baptist. Can I get an amen, sister?
Amen, brother Seti Jack.
Yes, I was at Bedside Baptist. You hear me?
I hear you.
You know where Bedside Baptist is, right? Right, sister.
What that is? Break it down.
Bedside Baptist is when you have church service in your dreams on your bed.
Oh Lord!
I was having church in my mind while I was asleep. That's what I did. So I went to Bedside Baptist. Can I get an amen for that? You know, I ain't been all year. I ain't been all year. I'm not gonna be fake and go show up yesterday. It's just my MO. I hate that. Start showing up on Easter Sunday like you doing something. Anyway, Sister Nay, then, you know, Sunday then ate some. My dad was going there because my dad, you know, he got some great culinary skills. He made a portobello mushroom chicken with some portobello mushrooms and gravy, all in that nice grilled chicken. I don't really eat. I didn't used to really eat it, but I eat my cheese steaks, and if they cook the way my dad had them, I can eat them. I can't eat everybody mushrooms. I just can't do it.
Yeah, mushrooms is trifling. You won't catch me eating those.
Then let me tell you about what I did on Thursday. Mm-mm-mm. Shout out to Thursday. Wednesday, Rick Ross and Trina. Shout out to my lovely date. Was looking very delicious. Shout out to that, because people think Sunny J does not go on dates. I do go on dates, people. I'm just a single man. A single man can't go on dates. Yes, and just because my days don't end in sexual escapades does not mean that it was not worthwhile. So yeah, just had a good time. It was fun. I was just driving. Shout out to my date. I'm not gonna put you on First Street because you know I don't need everybody and your business in mind. But yeah, so yeah, it was enjoyable. I really enjoyed myself. Trina's titties came out a couple of times during my Facebook Live session. I was promoting to the world. It's like, oh my, titty came out again. So yes, shout out to that. So yeah, that's pretty much what I just say for the weekend. That is what I got going on. But let me go ahead and go to a music break, sister Nae, if you don't mind. Yes, so you're going to this preemptive music break, if you don't mind, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah, we got a very special guest that we're checking in. Jafar Shah will be on the show. My boy Jafar Shah will be on the show. Can we get an amen? And I can't wait because he's a professional cricket star who I got a chance to shoot for X25 Fitness Magazine. So I'm really excited about that. So yeah. I see him checking in now, so I'm gonna go ahead and go to my music break. We come back, we'll get ready to interview him. So what did I wanna start my music break off with today? I'm gonna go to spin the wheel. I'm just trying to figure out what vibe I'm feeling today. Like, and that was a hard part, like what song I wanted to hear, what kind of vibe I was in. Okay, I found it. I found what I'm going to play. All right, so we're going to play this track, and we're going to come back after this. This is Michaela Perry, Date Night, and then right after that, we'll be interviewing the great, wonderful Jafar Shah.
From Bay Break,
uh-huh.
See, this ain't no booty call.
We've been talking for days.
And K ain't no cute skate. Take a girl out on dates.
Uh-huh.
Impress me with your ways. Not how much you get paid.
Hey.
A queen can always do for herself. But it takes a real man to wanna offer the help. Ain't talking for my health. Ain't no L's under my belt.
Nah.
So don't be talking if that tongue can't back up all the mouth.
Okay.
Rolled up like Hoda. Your girl might have some murder. If I just saw a chica sneaking up out of the casa.
Uh-huh.
I pray for patience. I pray for bail. Cause Lord knows I will raise up with the devil out of hell.
Okay.
Yo, DJ, I'm about to kill him.
Uh-huh.
I'm really about to kill him.
Okay.
Said that he was chilling and waiting for me to see him.
Uh-huh.
Buddy creeping with the girl up the street. I think her name was Jessica or maybe Khalif.
Oh, please. He tried to play me. He must be crazy. And to all of my ladies that's angry, revenge will feel so bored.
Uh-huh.
Here's one for my dog.
Right.
For messing up my date night. He tried to play me.
Uh-huh.
He must be crazy.
What?
And to all of my ladies that's angry, revenge will feel so bored. Here's one for my dog. Messing up my date night.
She just my cousin.
Ooh,
I mean, it wasn't nothing.
Okay.
You don't believe me?
Nah.
Man, can you listen? Stop tripping. See, you asking for a little too much.
How come
you doing wrong but expecting so much?
Uh-huh.
I gave you my love, my trust. You provided the lust. Boundaries were broken. Too many lines were crossed. I had enough, of the game. Time for me to get down to the bottom of things.
Okay.
Lay it low in my four-wheeler. Hoping to get a picture. Make sure that the flash on. Oh, you can't blow my cover. Yo, D, I got to get closer.
Uh-huh.
But hold your breath. I think the call coming over. I'm in the bushes. He must think that I'm stupid. He don't know who buttons he pushing. Yo, three-way Cupid. Yo, K, you gotta chill. Just approach him on the real. He gon' know the deal.
Yeah. He tried to play me,
uh-huh.
He must be crazy,
yeah.
And to all of my ladies that's angry, revenge will feel so bored.
Slide.
Here's one for my dog,
right.
For messing up my date night.
Night.
He try to play me. He must be crazy. And to all of my ladies, that's angry, revengeful for bullfight. Give up for my dog. For messing up my date night.
I say, do you?
She say, who you?
What? I say, I'm the main chick.
Girl.
Well, girl, I am the main too. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I introduce you all to Mrs. Me Too. You know how these girls do. You got the ones who's cool with being number two.
Number
not
two.
Happy about her life, so she's out to ruin you.
You got
the chick that's sleeping to get a month's rent. About three kids,
okay.
And everything depends on him.
Check
it out. Look who got caught holding out.
Holding
it was Keisha, Felicia, Courtney, Caitlin, yo, let it out.
What?
The girl from the store, from the park, from up the street. Lay it out bare, you know, like you do in the street. Lady speak.
He wasn't man enough.
Okay.
He didn't have enough. And if I ever need it, I can get it by myself.
Cause you messing with the real queen.
Queen.
So G's up. When queens come through, looking on G's.
He tried to play me, he must be crazy,
okay.
And to all of my ladies that's angry, revenge will feel for
bullfight.
Here's one for my dog, for messing up my date night. He tried to play me, he must be crazy, and to all of my ladies that's angry, revenge will feel for
bullfight.
Here's one for my dog, for messing up my date night.
All right, that was Date Night by Michaela Perry. Man, Michaela Perry, man, every year she getting finer and finer. Goodness, Michaela, I mean, no dang sense. Goodness. You was a cute little tomboy when you first came to the show. Now you keep getting fine. Like, was not ready for that. Was not. But anyways, y'all, welcome back to the show, Life of the Dust Live. Your boy, Teddy J, and girl, Nate Seduction. We got very, 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 very special guests online at this moment. Been a long time coming, getting ready to do this interview as I got a chance to shoot them, do a video, all that good stuff. So I want to go ahead and welcome to the show the great, talented guy that I know personally now, my boy Jaffer Shah in the building. What's up?
Hey, what's up, man? Thank you so much.
But glad to have you, man. You know, me and Nate, because of a certain mishap that happened last week, every week we're going to be on everybody's behind. Because if they're not serious about their craft, we're going to let you know something right now. We're going to end the interview right then and there. So we're going to be like, hey, thank you for your time. So I know you're serious, but I'm just, I'm putting it out there now. From now on, you come in here and you ain't serious. That interview ended. We're going to kindly do it, but we're going to end it very, very soon.
Like that little girl who came on. She made me.
You already know what I'm talking about. I won't go bring no names up today, but I'm just saying it happened last week. I'll tell you that much. But, bro, it's a pleasure to have you, man. You're making a lot of big moves, man. And
well, thank you so much.
I have to have you come on here.
Yeah, it's great to be here. I'm really excited to talk to you and talk to everyone else who's listening. I'm really, really excited.
Man, you were talking before the show, man. You was getting you was on top of it, man. You was getting your workout on before you got in the show and everything.
Yeah, man. I had to hit my shoulders and my biceps today because I'm falling behind a little bit. So I was like, man, I got to get in and get out real quick. So luckily, I did.
See, now you're gonna have the ladies going crazy. But yeah, first off, man, because what I'm going to remind everybody for going further, you're a cricket star as well as you're a model, so you got both of those things going together. I want to go into first off, man, because the cricket side is where a lot of big story happens. Modeling, you do a good job of that too, but it just happens to play second field, in my opinion, to cricket. So first off, man, like, what led you to, tell the world what led you to get into cricket? And I know it's going to sound crazy, but briefly explain to people who are, like, lost and, like, what the heck is cricket? Tell cricket is.
All right, yeah, for sure. So I got into cricket basically just because my father was a professional as well. And just like a lot of little boys, I wanted to be just like my father. And so I followed in his footsteps. And, you know, from the moment I knew what cricket was and he told me what it was, that was the day where I decided, like, you know what, I'm going to pursue this and I'm going to try to be as great as my father was. So, you know, that's the motivation behind it, and it still is today.
Most definitely.
And then as far as what cricket is, I mean, that's a question I get asked very often, whether I'm modeling or just talking to people or on the plane or something like that. You know, it's a question that comes up quite a bit. I just say, you know, it's similar to baseball in the sense that, you know, there's a bat involved and there's a ball. But with baseball, there's only a certain amount of, I think, two or three places you can hit the ball. There's a foul zone, right? In cricket, you can hit it 360 degrees.
Nice.
Yeah, and then in baseball, the ball comes straight at you. In cricket, the ball can bounce on the ground and then come up, and it's legal to hit the body and legal to hit the face and things like that. So it's a pretty brutal sport. And then the fielders don't use gloves. So we use our hands, and like I said, it's a very physical sport, and I mean, I love it. I mean, you know, cricket and baseball both came from there's a game similar to baseball called rounders that was like in the 1800s that came from cricket, and baseball came from rounders. So I would say, again, the only thing that's common between cricket and baseball is just the fact there's a bat and ball, and that the score isn't runs, but that's about it. Everything else is quite different.
All right, now I want you to explain this, because sometimes, because people heard me specifically use the term professional. Can you define to people why I defined you as a professional cricket star? Because there's
well,
a difference between
being
playing cricket and playing professionally.
Okay, yeah, absolutely. So I've had the pleasure of playing for the U.S. national team, both at the under-19 level and the men's senior team. I've played in two World Cups now with the under-19s, and I travel all around the world playing for different clubs. I've been just about everywhere. And, I mean, it's honestly, it's a pleasure. I mean, I get to play with so many different people, my heroes, legends, and, yeah, I guess that's what makes me professional is that I get to go around and play for pro teams against other pro teams. So it's absolutely an honor, and I'm absolutely blessed.
Most definitely. Now, you know, going to, because I remember we were talking like doing a video when we were shooting the behind the scenes video, kind of doing like a short inside look into about you.
Right.
You were talking, so, and we were talking about this while we were shooting. You were talking about that you actually came on the All Star team when you were around, you were 14, 15?
Right, yeah. So, basically, my story goes back to when I was 14. I was picked for the U.S. under-19 team, which is the boys' team that was picked to go to the World Cup qualifiers, actually. So it's basically an opportunity for the U.S. boys to go and play against the best under-19 teams in the world. And they wanted to basically just give the U.S. some exposure about how real cricket is played. So I was put my first game was against India, actually. India was the defending champions. And in that game, I top scored, and I got the MVP in that game, and the next game was against Australia, and I got the MVP in that game as well, and it just kind of kept going. And by the end of the tournament, I finished the MVP of the entire tournament. So that was kind of like a shocker to the world, because they're like, you know, where did this boy from America come from, and how did he do that against the best under-19 boys in the world? So ever since then, I got a lot of offers at a really young age to go and to play and train with my heroes and against clubs that I used to wake up early in the morning to watch. Yeah, I had posters of them in my room and stuff. So even today, so many years later, it still doesn't hit. And I tell my friends all the time that you know, every time I'm handed some sort of anything regarded to cricket, I'm still a little boy, and I can't believe that I'm playing my favorite sport for a living. It really is an honor, and it's a privilege to inspire people, and it's a privilege for people to say that I'm a motivation to them, because it's honestly surreal. I wake up every day, you know, kind of in disbelief, honestly.
Now, during the video, you had said some of your inspirations, and I thought this was not only was I intrigued, but Ronaldo from X25 Fitness Magazine was intrigued too. You mentioned that your inspirations were people like Martin Luther King, Gandhi. Like, you know, you could have picked anybody. You could have picked artists, other athletes, but you picked those guys specifically. Why did you pick them?
Well, guys who really stand out to me, guys like Martin Luther King, of course, my hero, Muhammad Ali, Malcolm X, you know, Nelson Mandela, these kind of guys are people who, you know, were very successful people in what they did, but most importantly, they changed the world with their words, and they were, you know, they were people who really stood up for what was right, and my biggest inspiration is Muhammad Ali, and the reason behind that is, you know, he was an amazing athlete first, and then secondly, he was an amazing human being. You know, even after he was done boxing, all the things that he did for people, both as a Muslim and as a person, the way he, you know, fought for equal rights and stood with Malcolm X and inspired people even till the day he died, was to me, really stood with me because I said, you know what, he was the one who told all of us as young athletes that, you know what, you have a gift and it's your job to give that gift back to the people. And that's exactly what he did. And that's what I feel like I want to be remembered as, you know, because while I'm playing cricket, people remember me as, you know, Jaafar Shah, the, you know, the cricket player. But when I'm done playing, you know, I want people to remember me as someone who, you know, did something for people, who inspired people not to give up, who stood for what was right. You know what I mean? Because we've only got one life, and I really want to do the best that I can for other people, because, you know, when I'm gone, I can't take anything with me. You know what I mean? So I might as well give it all away.
Exactly. That's why I created this platform. I wanted, because everybody, especially like with artists, and I even more so, mostly they come through on models. Like, and that's, and I started interviewing models even more because I wanted to be that voice or be that platform to allow models to be able to have a voice. Because everybody's looking at the pictures and think that they're just a picture. But the most brilliant part about models is, once you understand the person behind the picture, and that's why I like interviewing them. That's why my co-host is, of course, a model. That's why on the Tuesday shows, T is a host on the show for the Tuesday shows. So that's why I do that, because I want people to know, like you said, you want them to know you more than just from playing cricket. I want them to know them more than just model. I want them to be able to say, man, like, they're intrigued by the minds they have. And I people see that more and more every day. And I think it's helping up. It helps you get more respect that way. I watch people, they have, I'm not saying they were disrespected name before, but they have even much more of a respect for her than they already did, or may have not before. But they're like, you know what? What the hell was I thinking all this time?
Right.
Yeah,
I mean, absolutely. You know, thank you again so much for having me. I mean, that it's amazing to be able to speak to so many people on this platform is always great. I've always felt that, you know, whether it's a press conference or whatever I'm doing, even while I'm playing or when I'm a coach, I'd love to be able to speak to people and just inspire them in whatever way possible, even if it's a simple thing such as, you know, that one more workout or that one more training session or that one more game when you really just want to give up. I really just want to keep inspiring you to keep chasing your dreams. And you know, you and I talked a lot about, you know, your journalist ambitions and you as a photographer. And I told you the same thing, like, hey, man, you know, I'm sure you've had a lot of ups and downs and you will continue to have those. But that's what's going to shape you to be who you are today. And
exactly.
That goes for me as well. Absolutely. I've gone through a lot of ups and downs. I was 15 when I was thrown in a professional sports, a world I knew nothing about. And I went through all kinds of things. And, you know, I could go on and on about it, but I think for the longest time when I was a kid, I used to think, you know, why is all this happening to me so fast? But now I know that it all happened for a reason, and I am where I am today because of all these things, and I have to be grateful for that. And I truly feel that my job is, you know, to stop other people from making the mistakes that I did and to chase their dreams, because that's exactly what I did. I never stopped chasing my dreams. I never stopped believing in myself.
Exactly. All right, well, I'm about to throw a curveball. Well, not a curveball. I'm going to throw a ball to my great co-host. Because I talked to you about the cricket stuff. Now, I'm going to let her talk to you more so about the model, because she's a fellow model. So I figure model to model, y'all can vibe. So, Nay, you have the floor.
Hello, I'm Nay Seduction. Nice to meet you.
Hi, nice to meet you.
So, my question is, what made you want to step into modeling?
Okay, well, basically, I got into modeling through cricket. Actually, cricket, as I started playing better, I guess people kind of came to me, a lot of different companies and stuff, who said, like, hey, you know, we'd love for you to be part of our brand, or would you like to be endorsed by us, and things like that. So that's kind of how it started. Otherwise, I was just kind of like I was a chubby Indian boy who didn't really know much about cameras and things like that. I guess I just kind of grew into it, and I definitely love the camera, and it's an honor to do it. I never really thought that I'd be into it, but it's an honor to represent so many brands, and it's an honor to be an ambassador. And honestly, modeling is definitely a part. It's part of art. I didn't realize that for a long time, but it's great to be a part of art and to be, you know, well-rounded. I've met so many great people, designers, models, and all kinds of different people through this industry, and I'm really excited for the future, honestly.
Absolutely. It sounds very, very amazing. It sounds like you're really into it. It sounds like you're really, really into it.
Yeah, absolutely. Whatever comes my way, I definitely take it. But yeah, it's certainly an honor. That's all I can say. I really don't have a lot of words.
Okay. So, you know, I've been modeling for a while too, and I always face different obstacles. So is it hard, like, juggling being an athlete and being a model?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I feel like in my life in general, I'm juggling a lot of things because, of course, I'm an athlete, and then I'm also going to school. I go to the University of Texas at Dallas, and I'm trying to graduate. So that's really hectic as well because, I mean, obviously, that's a lot of work. And then I have a lot of modeling commitments, and then I have my own cricket academy as well where I'm coaching both youth and adults. So that I've been juggling so many things like constantly. So yeah, absolutely. It is very tough. I think more than anything, I just try to balance everything out. I have a really great, support team. You know, whether it's my agent or even my family and my friends and my loved ones who, are always there to kind of be my escape and kind of make sure that I stay on track and stuff. So, you know, luckily I'm not alone at all. So throughout this entire journey, I've had so much support, and without them, I really wouldn't be here today. So it is difficult, but luckily I'm not alone.
That's good. That's absolutely good to hear. So what kind of advice can you give to, you know, other people from your culture who want to, you know, step outside of their culture and get into modeling? Like, what advice can you give them? Like, if they're scared to, you know, do something new or, you know, anything like that in that nature?
Well, I think that's a really good question. I would say that, you know, there's a quote that I came across a long time ago was, we are only confined by the walls that we build ourselves. So
mm-hmm.
In that sense, it's like, you know, you really can do anything if you believe that you can. The moment you say you can't do it, then yeah, obviously you cannot do it. So, I mean, if you have a dream, obviously, you had to chase it. There's going to be a lot of obstacles. It's more about, you know, if it's something that you believe in, something that you're passionate about, I would say give it 100%. Because if you kind of, you know, give it 50% or you kind of give it a little bit of your interest, you're always going to regret later on, like, what if I did give it my all? Could I have made it? Could I have done this? Could I have done
mm-hmm.
that? I would rather fail giving it my 100% than giving it a little bit and not succeed. You know what I mean?
Speed.
Right.
You're going to tell our guest last Wednesday that.
Am I missing something?
That's good. That's good. That's some great advice, actually, you know, for people who want to step outside their normal, you know, to do something
absolutely.
Different and to do something for themselves, you know.
Right.
So, and you know, how do your family feel, you know, about you doing this modeling? Like, are they okay with it? Are they against it? Or, you know, do they feel some type of way about it?
No, I mean, I'm very lucky to have very supportive parents. I've been, my parents are very, my father, like you may have heard, was also a professional cricket player. My mother is a humanitarian, honestly. She helps everyone, and she's just all around the city of Dallas helping people in some way. So my parents, I think my mom always tells me that I was, even when I was a young kid, that I was going to be a special kid and I was always meant to do more. And I never really understood it, but I guess slowly I kind of am. And so, you know, mm-hmm. when I first started getting all these endorsements and whatnot, my mother was the first one who was like, yes, you need to do it. You were meant to do this. My father was kind of someone who, who was like, you know, you can do what you'd like, but just make sure you're doing the right thing and make sure that, you know, your image is intact and make sure you're proud of who you are and you can look yourself in the mirror. And that's something that I will always hold, that, you know, whatever I do, I want to be able to look myself in the mirror. But yeah, I have very supportive parents. Luckily, I've been taught some great values and, you know, I have a great attitude towards life. I try to keep stay positive. And so, yeah, my parents are very supportive and, you know, I wouldn't be here without them, like I said earlier.
Absolutely. And I know, you know, you're Indian, correct?
My dad is Indian. My mom is Pakistani, but I was born in Canada, so I'm Canadian.
Okay, so you're both?
Yeah, I'm Indian. My mom is Indian. My mom is Pakistani, and my dad is Indian. All right, yeah.
Okay, so your dad is what kind of Indian? You know, because I'm Cherokee Indian. I'm mixed with Cherokee Indian.
Oh, no. He's like Indian, as in like he's from India.
He's from India. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, and I know you guys have, you know, different traditions and strict traditions, and you know, that's good that your family is very supportive in what it is that you want to do.
Yes, absolutely.
Well, that's definitely amazing. So where do you want to be in about 5 years from now? You know, where do you see yourself?
Honestly, I get this question asked a lot. I did an interview, I think, just yesterday, and I got the same question. Honestly, I'm not so sure. I would love to continue to play for the United States. I would love to go around the world and continue to play the sport that I love and inspire people. More than anything, something that I'm very focused on is my cricket academy. I definitely want that to grow more and be able to house kids from all over the world, and especially the United States, and to have that facility as a facility that is well known to train future cricketers. You know, you know, we were talking about this at the shoot. I don't know if he remembers, but I was telling him about there's a cricket academy that I grew up at when I was 11 years old that opened up very close to my house. And I used to go there, and I didn't have much money to rent out a batting cage, so I used to just sit there and watch. And I used to sit there for hours and hours, and then when people would be done playing, sometimes I would, you know, just go into the batting cage and just kind of, like, you know, look at it, kind of run around in it, just kind of pretend to play like I saw the guys play. And eventually the owner came up to me one day, and he said, you know, why do you come here every day and just sit here? You know, and I told him, I said, I want to play, but I don't have any money. And so he told me, at that moment, he gave me a job. I think I was 11 until 14. He gave me a job where I just, you know, kind of cleaned the batting cages, manned the store and you know, the expenses and things like that. And then I would be able to play for free. And that's how I kept kind of training while my dad was still, my dad was always traveling to cricket. So he wasn't really around too often. So I kind of had to, he wanted me to be part of cricket, but it was difficult. So I kind of had to do it that part on my own. So it's crazy now, that facility now, it has, the place that I grew up at now has posters of me everywhere, which is really tough because every time I go in there, I always have a hard time because I can't believe, I still think of myself as the 11-year-old every time I walk in there and I see so many pictures of me because I spent so many hours just kind of sitting there like hoping and praying like, please, I just want to play here. And now, you know, there's posters of me and I have a lot of my signed gear there. And I try not to go there during the day because people are always training there. And every time I go there, you know, everyone kind of stops and, like, wants to say hello and takes pictures and stuff. And I don't want to disturb anybody or anything like that. So I kind of go there late at night, you know, before he closes, just to kind of, you know, hang out there a little bit, you know. It's like my old gym, you know what I mean? Kind of back to my back to earth, you know.
Absolutely, absolutely. Yeah. So, you know, my next question, you know, we get a little personal on this show. Right now, are you dating? You know, you single? You taking? You know, what's going on with your love life? How's that going for you?
That's a good question. Let's just say it's a little complicated.
Complicated. Oh, well, I hope that works out for you.
Yeah. Well, let's hope so.
I'm sure it will.
Well, I really appreciate it. It's very nice of you.
No problem at all. You know, I'm a very nice person when I want to be. I am nice. And I did send you a friend request on Facebook. My name is a little difficult. My real name is Rajave.
Okay.
Yeah. Because, you know, Ra is the man's name in India. You know, a lot of men name is Raja, you know.
Right. Right.
And my mom named me Rajave. So.
Okay. That's a very unique name.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate that. Steady, so you got any other questions for this gentleman tonight?
Come on, Steady. I thought you were going to go. This is pretty easy, man.
I do. You know, I was letting her grill you a little bit because I'm stopping you up a little bit before
this
I... Before I start going in for the deep kills. No, so as far as like your regrets, man, like what's some of the stuff if you had a magic wand and you could change it? You know, I know we learn from mistakes. What's something you wish you could do? Not necessarily change, I guess, but do better that you didn't do in the past.
In the past?
Yes.
Oof. I think that, you know, that's a really good question. Okay. I think what I would change is I wish that I would have realized my potential a little bit earlier, because then I would have trained a lot harder at a younger age. I think it kind of took me, maybe I was like 18, 19, where I finally realized that, hey, you know what, you can compete with the best, so start working harder. You know, I kind of relied a lot on my natural talent, and I wasn't really sure if I could make it. I had a couple of really great mentors in my life who helped me realize my potential, so I wish that I had maybe realize it a little bit earlier, because you never know what could have happened at that time. But like I said, and like we've talked about, everything does happen for a reason, and I'm absolutely, you know, blessed, and I still cannot believe it every day. Everything that I do I don't have words. I just hope it continues for as long as it can, because I'll always cherish it, and I'll never take it for granted.
All right, and so of course, you know, because you travel around the world and you do both modeling and cricket, I know you have to have some crazy fans. What's one of the craziest things? What's one of the craziest things someone ever did as a fan?
All right. So we were in. I was playing for a club in Mumbai, which is in India, and so the club that I was playing for is quite prestigious, and. You know, we had just got done with training camp, and it was our first day at another hotel. And this hotel is called the Taj Mahal Hotel. It's a huge hotel in Mumbai. And so, you know, everyone can recognize the team bus. So the moment we got off the bus, it's crowded, like, outside the hotel, you know, people taking pictures and all kinds of, you know, paparazzi and whatnot. And that's okay. You know, security separates them and whatnot. So, you know, I get through. I'm a little bit shocked because I've never seen that many people, you know, in one place, you know, trying to grab me. You know what I mean? They don't really, you know, they know the stars a lot better than me. They just know that, like, hey, he's got to be important because he's on the team. So they're like, hey, who are you? You know what I mean? That was pretty crazy. And then, so we get into the lobby and there's even more people, and, you know, people are trying to figure out where we're trying to stay or whatever. So we kind of had to go through. So one thing, so the maintenance people, like the maids and the cooks and all that kind of stuff, they have a separate elevator and a separate stairway to get to the rooms. So we had to take those. So we went through there. So that's the secret. I'm sorry I gave it away. So that's the secret. We go through. There's a back route that we go through. So that's why you never see athletes in main halls. We're always in the other halls. So there are about 500 people in the lobby. I get upstairs. We could say maybe there were 600 people outside, 500 people in the lobby. And then I finally get to my hotel room and I think I'm safe. And then about 5 minutes later, I get a knock, and there's three girls outside my hotel room, and they don't even say anything. They're just, like, staring at me. And I'm just like, how did you get here? You know, and I'm just trying to think, because there's so much security around everywhere. I'm trying to understand, like, how the heck did they get here? Because we had the entire, like, we had, like, four or five floors booked with all the players, plus, you know, our physios, our coaches, everyone that travels with us, our family, and all that kind of stuff. It was completely booked, four floors. And I don't understand how they got there. So it was so crazy. I actually ended up giving them a jersey because I was like, you know what? You deserve a jersey for that effort. I don't know how you got here, but you deserve a jersey for that one. I thought that was pretty crazy. I was like, there's no way you could get here. So you deserve a jersey. Here you go.
They're knocking your door. Like you said, they even say, I can just imagine, like, I've been imagining how all this went. They're just looking at you like, mouse dropped, you know, like, yeah, so
I don't know about that. I have a lot of support, let's just put it that way.
I've been in those kind of predicaments where you're like, oh, okay. If people want to get jealous, I didn't think this happened as a photographer. I had this happen. I was on 7th Street here in Fort Worth, and all of a sudden, like, his girl was like, dude, that's my photographer. And I was like, I don't know how I became your. I've been on the video shot you, but okay. And people just get so possessive, man. So that was just crazy. I had my shades on, inconspicuous, and yet I was still spied out. Like, what happened?
You know what's crazy as you say that, it's a lot of people have always kind of said this to me, whether a lot of times when I've traveled, I'll try to travel very low key. I mean, you know, I have my sunglasses on or something, my earphone, I just kind of keep to myself. And a lot of people will be like, you know, you have to do something. There's no way that you're an ordinary person. And I'll ask them, like, why do you think that? Like, I don't know, just the way you look and the way you talk, like, there's no way. You're like, they're like, what are you? Are you famous? Are you a celebrity or something like that? It happens to me at school a lot too, you know, like someone will be, you know, looking at me and I'll wave or something and they'll be like, where do I know you're from? Are you on TV or something like that? And I'm like, oh, I don't think so. You know, I don't really want to say anything about it, but I don't know. I guess it's something my mother used to teach me at a really young age. You know, she used to say that, you know, my mother and my grandmother, especially, my grandmother passed away when I was really young, but I was told very, very possessive over me. I used to always be with her. And so my grandmother always used to say that, you know, he's meant for something more. He's a very special child because I'm the only boy in my family. And so I guess, I don't know, I kind of think of it, it's a little personal, but I kind of think of it that when people say those kind of things to me, I feel like it's my grandmother's light kind of shining. And it's her prayers.
Yes.
It's her prayers kind of coming out. And that's why I guess maybe I get the sort of attention that I do is just because of her prayers and all the wonderful sacrifices that my family and my loved ones have made for me.
Man, every time we talk, I learn more and more. I learn we're very similar because I channel the energy from one of my grandmothers who passed away as well. And she used to always encourage my goofiness and whatnot. So I bring that out to the radio show. That's why I go hard every time because I feel like this. Like everybody, I hate when people allow themselves to just quit on life and just give up on stuff. This is how I look at it. I channel the energy for those people who are no longer on earth. I allow their energy to be left with me, and that just makes me stronger to go be even greater. Because I feel like the best thing you can do instead of just whining is be great, be what you are meant to be. Because you don't want to. Because one of the reasons why they lived was because they wanted to see you be great. So the best you can do for them is be great.
Very well said.
All right, so I got one more question for you before I kick you out the door. my last question for you is, welcome back, Nate. As far as crazy stuff you can think of, if you had 24 hours left to live, how would you spend those last 24 hours?
Oh, wow. To be honest with you, I'm a very simple guy. I don't really, you know, I don't drink, I don't smoke, don't really party very much. So, I guess that would be kind of like my checklist day to make sure, like, okay, did I motivate enough people? Did I do enough with my life? Are my loved ones safe? Are my loved ones taken care of? Did I do enough for my country? Did I do enough for my sport? If I didn't, then I need to within 24 hours. Like, that's the kind of person that I am. I have goals for myself, and if it's the last day and I didn't do it yet, then it's like school. You know, I got to get it done. You know, that's just the way that I am. So that's what I would do. I guess I'd be like, okay, it's the last day to live, so have I done everything that I set out to do? If not, then I got 24 hours. Let's do it. You know, and I try my best until I can't anymore.
Most definitely. Well, man, So last thing, where can people follow you, or as we call it here in the show, we call stalking, because followers, they just press the following button. Stalkers, or the way we mean it here in the show, is they're people that follow what you're doing and support every move you're making. So that being said, how can people stalk you on social media?
Well, you know, before I tell you, you know, after I shot with you, I've had a few very interesting followers, you know, so you and I need to talk about that.
Oh, my.
But besides that, yeah, I have Instagram. You can follow me at Jaffer Shah. And then I'm on Facebook as well. I share a lot of my workout stuff and a lot of my cricket stuff, you know, for the sponsors and for everyone that supports me. And I guess even the people that don't, you know, cause it's always nice to kind of give like a silent salute to the motivators, you know what I mean? But besides that, yeah, so Facebook and Instagram, that's where I'm at. Don't really use Twitter very much. So, yeah, maybe eventually if I start to build on that, I will let you know for sure. But besides that, yeah, that's about it. Hopefully, you know, I always like to say that I don't want to grow by myself. I always want to say, like, let's grow together. If I'm meant to make a movement in this world and if I'm meant to change the world, then let's do it together, you know what I mean? Because I can't do it without you guys, and you guys can't do it without me. So it's kind of it's a teamwork. I mean, it's just as an athlete, I guess I am certainly blessed with some opportunities that other people don't have, but that doesn't mean that you can't have them with me. And that's what I'm very, very passionate about. And, you know, when I'm playing, when I'm training or speaking, as you know, I do a lot of motivational speaking as well in like high schools and things like that. That's the same thing that I say, is that, you know, we're in this together, because as a cricketer, I really want to leave an imprint on other people's lives. And, you know, that's why I'm here. That's why I want to, that's what I want to do. And, you know, thank you so much for allowing me to speak and allowing me to, you know, to share some wisdom, and I guess share my story a little bit. And I'm definitely excited to hear more about your career for sure, Seti. You have a really bright future ahead, and I really enjoy talking to you. You're very attentive. You're a very quick learner. Even before we worked together, I heard great things about you, and I'm sure I will continue to hear great things. And like I said before, if there's anything that I can ever do for you, you don't even have to ask. Just let me know, and I'll do it. You know, so thank you so much for having me, and I really, really can't wait to hear more about X25 Fitness Magazine and, you know, your photos as well. And, I guess everyone stay tuned for what's next. So thank you so much.
Oh, thank you, man. You're like an extended part of my family now, man. You know.
Oh, absolutely.
I appreciate you, man.
Thank you so much, sir. Really appreciate it.
No problem. All right. Give him a hand, everybody. All right. What are we going to do? We're going to go to another music break, and we'll be back with me and Nate Seduction here on Life of the Dust Live. And we'll be doing our hashtag the six, which is our weekly list. We pick a list of six things based on a particular topic. So y'all stay tuned for that. We'll be back. We're going to go to Tim Ned. And let's go to California. We'll be back.
Yeah. Yeah. Dream chaser, believer. Stay on my knees, no begging, it's a pain reliever. Hard times equal out to a great testimony. I say to myself at times, but I never feel lonely. Collect my thoughts like a therapist. I wake up on my grind, yeah, this is a wake up kiss. X and O's full of bliss. Shout out to my haters, cause they got their pampers on, cause they so pissed. I keep them in the right place, give them something, little bit of taste. Negativity erase. Draw up another picture, I knock it out the box. Whoever the picture, real shit I live by. Stay still if needed. That show themselves in real situations, believe it. All desires in this temporary life trip is not needed. Once the lights turn black, everything's deleted. My God, I be on it, smoking California. Living my life with no regrets, yeah. And I know it's alright. Every day of my life, never wake up from my dreams. I be chasing it, I be living it, I be chasing it. I be living it. In my hideaway, flyaway, space shuttle. Preparing with my team, yeah, we in the huddle. Me and KB
ain't sinning more. And that's word on my mama though. Countdown at D&T, yeah, it's about to blow. Tired of picking the locks to the game, I had to kick the dough. So it's only right that I'm able to throw bread to the stud. No luck, it's all God given. Lord knows I'm sinning, but the devil ain't winning. Rested on, and my brim, yeah, it's bending. The real definition of hunger, I'm real. No Pinocchio's sport number. I get slept on like slumber. Party, I lack for paper, I stack. Cause I'm deep up in the studio, cooling dudes with my backpack. Skating board through Tron, I'm in my zone. I'm so hungry for it, I eat the bone. And I know I gotta be patient. That's why I be lonely, smoking California. Living my life with no regrets, yeah. And I know it's alright. Every day of my life, never wake up from my dreams. I be chasing it, I be living it. I be chasing it, I be living it. I be chasing it, I be living it. Yeah, in California. Too much worries in my catalog, set it free. I'm a destiny child, so let me be. I told myself this year they gon' know my name. At the same time, they gon' feel my pain. And go hit the house my baby deserves. Tell her, throw away the stress, leave it to the birds. Salary increase just by my word. Leak out my pain for me to be stronger. I go through this to beat my shield for my little girl's armor. And that's why I stay home, my grind. And I'm never gonna fall, I fall, prime time.
I be lonely, smoking California. Living my life with no regrets, yeah. And I know it's alright. Every day of my life, never wake up from my dreams. I be chasing it, I be living it.
What's up, everyone? Welcome back. Welcome back to Life at Dusk Live. Your boy, Sadie J, and your girl, Nay Seduction. We just had Jaffa Shah on the show. Very great interview. Great way to start off the week. This is now the segment you're ready to do now. It's called The Six. The Six is where we give you, we give you a list of six things based off of a topic. So it's kind of like a round robin. I give something, and they give something, then I give something. Then I give something, and then, you know, just keep going back and forth. You get the point. So, in light of what happened recently, over the course of the past 24 hours, so there was a guy by the name of Steve Stevens who decided that it was a grand idea to kill this old man out of nowhere while he was on the phone with his quote unquote girlfriend or girl that he as a proper term to say that he fancies. He decided to shoot this man. And he told him, or he told the woman on the phone. He told her that, I did that because of you. This is your fault. Essentially, he was saying it was her fault. And in the midst of doing it, he did it on Facebook Live. Now, we know a couple of instances that have happened on Facebook Live, including the one fight where that happened in McKinney most recently last year, where it was like a pool party and cops was acting a goddamn fool. There was another one off Orlando Castillo who was doing the right thing and he got shot by police for doing the right thing. Yeah. So it's just so much stuff happening on Facebook Live. So a lot of people are saying that they need to get rid of Facebook Live because it's causing so much despair. Well, y'all know me on Facebook. I do not mince my words, and I had something to say about that. So rather than me just going on that specific quote, I'm just going to go in on my list. So today, Nate, because it's how fitting because we both use this frequently. Today's list is why it is six reasons we use Facebook Live or any other type of video platform as such. And what positive things you can do. Because everybody just harping on these instances where people use it negatively, but there are way more positive things happening on Facebook Live, Instagram Live, wherever video platform, it don't necessarily be live, it's a video platform. People are using these platforms. So that being said, I'm going to go to Nay first. She would start the procession. Nay, what's one of the reasons you personally use Facebook Live?
I use Live to talk to my fans.
And you know, because this is going to get very what and why with these reasons. So, you know, why do you feel that it's important to use Facebook Live or any lives, anything of that sort, to communicate with your fans?
I feel like it's important so they can actually see my face and actually see. Stop making me laugh. My friend over here making me laugh. I feel like it's important that they actually see my face and actually get to interact with me 101. Because I hate when fans be in my inbox. I hate that. It'd be irritating. Like, I don't want you to be in my inbox. So I'd rather just go live and they just can, you know, write in the comments that way.
Exactly. I never really heard it broken down that way. That's smart. Like, I've never really heard people say it's the way to kind of alleviate the inbox stuff. That's smart. Okay, so I'm going to jump to my number two. Number two on our list of the six, which is six reasons why we use Live. And I feel like it's so corny. Like, I feel like we're in elementary school. I didn't tell this, but, well, whatever. The reason why I use Live, one of the reasons, and I'll just keep throwing more on as we go, I like doing the after shows because it adds another element. So, you know, you have the radio show, and then once we're done the radio show, I either do it every Monday and Wednesday, or sometimes I do it just one of the days of the week for after the shows. I like doing it because you get to add another dynamic. Like you said, like you like to communicate with your fans. I like to add another dynamic of continuing some of the conversations we had in the show, or continuing some of the conversations I didn't talk about during the show, you know, just bringing up more random topics to do that. And also, too, another reason why, you know, people like to, like you said, you don't like people being in your inbox or a bunch of nonsense. People like to use my, I have my wall on lock. You got to be approved. Your stuff got to be approved to be on my wall. Well, people like to post stuff on your wall. I like to make it reward people. If you come on Live, you get to not only post about your business, I'm going to talk about your business. You're getting a free spokesperson on Live. You're not paying for it. You're getting a free spokesperson to talk about your business freely. And not just talk about it, but talk about it in a candid, enthusiastic way. Not just reading some script necessarily, but really talk about your business and really breathe some life to what you're talking about. So that's one of my reasons. I like to continue the conversation for the shows. I talk about topics I didn't talk about or allow it to be medium to allow people to be able to talk, you know, be able to talk about their business. And I will share, I'll share the information for them. So that's number two. Number three, Nate, what's the reason why you use, and now it doesn't have to just be Facebook Live, but video platforms. What's one of the reasons why you use it?
I use it to promote my modeling, just to say, you know, what I got coming up and what I'm about to do. Or if I'm doing a shoot, sometimes I go live.
Okay. And then, of course, I know you also do, like, why you say modeling, too. I know that you do. You tend to use it. You know, you put out videos. You put out videos to tease your fans a little bit, too. That's one of the things you're really key at doing, too. Okay, most definitely. That was number three. Number four. One of the reasons I use live. Now, y'all know me. I don't tell everything, all my business I'm doing, every waking moment of the day. But every now and then, I let y'all into certain parts of my world. And so, very special occasions, I will take, you know, very special occasions where it's not a sacred moment. Like, I'm not doing this at no funeral or nothing like that. I will do Facebook Live or post video or do a video on Snapchat or Instagram, whatever, letting you guys, you know, kind of check in. Like, for instance, on Thursday, I was at a concert. I was letting you guys into where I was at the concert, enjoying. People are like, man, you didn't shoot why you do the video of the entire thing? Because I feel like this intellectually, for those artists that are working hard, I want to give people just enough to entice them, but also too, you know, just to be able to, you know, to make it feel like they were there, but also too, by just giving them a little bit, it will influence them. If they like when they saw this a little bit, it will influence them to go to that artist's next show when it's in there or is in a city near them. So that's why I do. One other reason why you live. Okay, last two. Nate, number five, why is another reason you use not just live, but it can be video platforms, period?
I use videos to express myself.
It's fun.
And I like going live because I'm so damn fine and, like, I be looking cute as hell.
I want to say because Nate be beating up on me sometimes about me telling her how fine I think she is. So I'm not going to say nothing.
Well, I go live when I'm cooking. I be cooking or drinking wine, you know.
Nah, she don't be giving me a hard time, y'all. I'm completely playing. Yeah, you do be cooking. You be on there cooking and stuff, and yeah, you be on there, man. Y'all, Nate makes. I didn't know a pointer can look so good. That's all I'm gonna say. I'll leave that to imagination. I guess that leaves me the last one on the list, number six. The reasons why I personally use video platforms like live or record or anything like that is because, like you said, to express yourself. I like to I'm gonna expound even more. A lot of times, you know, a lot of people think that I'm just this nerdy guy who's very strict and doesn't know how to have a good time. So I like to show them the inside of me, and I'm not putting up a side for no one when I'm doing it. I like to show them elements of me naturally having a good time. And I think, like, all the reasons I mentioned earlier in the list kind of tie into that, because when I do the after shows, people get to see a group beside me they didn't realize. You know, because some people do this. Like, I don't know if you know this. This happens to you sometimes too, Nate. People read our statuses, and especially when we're talking about serious subject matter or we're just getting something off our chest, they assume that we're always mad, but we're not. And that's why I like doing. Like, I just like a lot of times when I'm just expressing myself and getting the point across on a post, I'm not mad. I'm just expressing my opinion. A lot of times I can express my opinion and you think I'm mad, but I'm over here typing them up with a smile on my face. So yeah, I like people to see that it's more than just those, you know, look beyond those statuses and don't judge a book by its cover. Get to know somebody. Everybody wants to take a snapshot and think that's all you are. If you really want to know me, or you really want to know Nate or anybody else, get to know them. Simple as that.
So,
those are the six. Those are the lesson list for this week. The six. Again, we appreciate you for tuning into that segment. Shoot, we're about to be done with the show. Yeah, no, I was at extra time just in case we talk. But shoot, we know what we need to talk about. Nate, what do you have coming up for the next few weeks or month? Nay?
Yes, I'm here, Steady J. I'm here.
Yes, what do you have coming up for the next couple of weeks to a month?
Okay, well, I'll be going to Atlanta April 28th through April 30th. I'll be shooting with PBG the Prince with his new hit single In the Building. And then in July, I'll be going to Miami to shoot my new Eye Candy video with So Gorilla Films. It's going to be absolutely great, and I can't wait for everybody to see it. Y'all know how Nate Seduction be, so they just got to stay tuned. Like, y'all seen the other two videos, but, you know, it's about to be a movie.
Well, definitely. Me, what I got coming up, I'll stay tuned for when X25 Fitness Magazine issue of Jaffa Shah. That's going to be the next one. Releases, I'm excited. Can't wait for that to drop. So y'all can see, you know, y'all get to see more of the photos y'all can do with him. And if you haven't already, go to x25fitness.com. If you go to there, you can see my behind-the-scenes video I shot. It was like one of the first ones I really took the time out to direct and really take my time capturing all these angles. So definitely check it out. Another thing got coming up, another issue of Human Canvas will drop next month. So you want to be in the issue, you need to make sure that you, my friend, have your submission in by May 8th. You have it by May 8th. Battle of the Bodies of ATL is going on the 30th. Human Canvas Magazine is a proud sponsor of that. And as DJ Khaled says, when Khaled talking to Juan, and he always tell you everything's top secret. Big secret coming up to Human Cameras Magazine is going. I'm telling you, I'm gonna turn some heads, and people gonna realize never, like Joffrey was saying on the show earlier, never write somebody off, man, because you never know. I'm coming with it. I'm always working with, that's because I don't broadcast all my moves doesn't mean I don't have something going on. Sometimes you gotta let stuff marinate.
You gotta move in silence. You gotta move in silence.
Right.
Because your haters is always watching. Your haters is always waiting on your downfall. So I move in silence and I say fuck them, period. Like, fuck them.
Right. And so, yeah, I like to wait till things are happening all the way. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, y'all stay tuned. I'm telling you, it's worth the surprise that I'm telling you. You're going to be like, oh, okay. Why, this dude really was not playing. So, yeah, stay tuned alert for that. Definitely do not want to miss what's going to happen with it. I was too lazy. I might bring up my light. I was like, I'm trying to decide if it's going to be too lazy. I'll do live. I might do live. We'll see if I like the lighting, because I left my photography equipment downstairs.
I think I'm about to go live.
You are? Okay, so yeah, Nate, so that's what we do. Thank you. Nate's going live today. I'll go live on Wednesday.
I'll live, doobie buster.
You know what? I can honestly say, let's go back to my point about lives, because a bunch of people are like, petition, Everybody always wants to be lazy and wants to be unselfish, wants to be they always want to be selfish and lazy. They want to take the easy route instead of addressing the problem. They want to try to put it out, you know, and make everybody pay the price. Oh, we need to write a petition.
You don't know what I'm saying.
Get rid of boys.
She said
no.
She still say, well, mama, I hate when, like, that's my cousin, but I hate when motherfuckers try to argue with me and they ain't got nowhere to live. Bitch, why are you trying to argue with me? Find you somewhere to fucking live.
So, yeah,
I just say that on
air. You do. That's what I was like. You know we still on the air, right? I was like, woo!
For real, I hate when people be trying to, females be trying to argue with you, and then they ain't got nowhere to live. Like, bitch, find you somewhere to live. Stop trying to argue.
Oh, Lord. Well, yeah, so Nay's going live into this. Hopefully she not mad and about to kill nobody when you're on live. But, yeah, so, yeah, like, I was saying, like, the point of the six we broke down. Everything, people are always going to turn everything, take something that was meant for good and turn it something and use it to promote something evil. That's just the way the world works. They do that with TV. They do that with writing. It doesn't matter. So rather than sit here and try to tell us.
Oh, I see the first viewer.
I'd rather sit here and try to tell us that we can't use we can't use Facebook Live.
Oh,
how about you? How about you address the problem at hand? So, as we get ready to end the show, Nay is another word today.
It's the weather cool out here a little bit. I'm on live right now, y'all, too.
Okay, so, as you're ready to end the show here in a second, again, people, stop being lazy and start being active. Like, if you want, y'all have all this action, y'all want Facebook and stuff to do, but y'all gonna have y'all funky behind on this mug tomorrow. Y'all gonna be on Facebook tomorrow. You gonna be in the day after that. Y'all be talking all this cash shit and don't be following up. So, I'll be sitting here waiting for your next stats of tomorrow. Please stop being a social activist and do something in real life to go make a change. I'm tired of all these social activists and not doing shit in real life. So, that's all I got to say to finish the show. That being said, y'all, we end the show the way we end every show. Remind you in everything you do, no matter what you do, no matter how you do it. Remember, where there's a J,
there's a Nay, there is a way.
You tune the episode of Life of the Dust Live, your boy, Sadie J, and your girl.
Nay Seduction.
All right, y'all. Nay is doing her live today. I do my live on Wednesday.
Yes, I'm on live right now, you guys. So tune in to my page.
Okay.
Who the fuck
is you got a bunch of crap. Yeah, we're going to see. So, yeah, we'll be over there in a second. Y'all stay safe and just be great. That's all we're leaving you with. All right, y'all. See y'all on Wednesday. Make sure you check out the After Hours with T tomorrow. I'm a special guest, Destiny Janae. Wednesday, we got Hazeline, who's a talented model who's serious about her craft. We'll be having her on there. It's sad I have to do screening on everybody that comes into the show now to ask them a stupid question before they even come on the show.
Okay.
Are you serious about what you do?
I
mean, so, y'all, that being said, we out. Peace.
Peace.